One of the portions in your book that really caught my attention and got me excited was related to the default mode network. And I'm probably going to butcher this paraphrasing, so I want you to correct me. But it was the observation that perhaps some of these conditions that a layperson is prone to thinking of as separate, whether that's chronic anxiety, chronic depression, OCD, eating disorders, that they may not, in fact, be as separate as as we think. And I want to say that Dr. Tom Insel may have commented on this, former head of the National Institute on or of mental health. Yeah. Could you just elaborate on that? Because this, it's so exciting to me for many reasons that I want to do it justice. So could you
explain I'm glad you brought that up, because it's one of the most exciting things in the book, I think. And I talk about this idea that we may be close to or see a path to developing what I call the grand unified theory of mental illness, or at least a big set of mental illnesses that include depression, anxiety, addiction, and obsession. One of the questions I asked Insel when I interviewed him was, and this is, you know, one of the things I was skeptical about, that it seems kind of implausible to me that one drug or one, category of drugs like psychedelics should work on so many different indications. Isn't that a little too good to be true? Isn't that, you know, aren't you talking panacea? And he said, well, what makes you think those indications are so different, those illnesses are so different? And he said the distinctions between depression, anxiety, obsession, and addiction are actually, there's a lot of bleeding over from one to another, and that the names that we give them are really an artifact of the insurance industry and the DSM. The diagnostic manual. We have to assign a number to every diagnosis, and so we tend to separate things. And but he's kind of more of a lumper, and he suggests that these could be very similar phenomenon, and that one way another psychiatrist put it is depression is kind of a regret about the past. And anxiety is regret about the future. And I was like, oh, that's really interesting. They are, the real difference between depression and anxiety is tense, isn't it? And so when you step back to another level and you look at the mechanisms that may be at work here, you begin to see how these illnesses may be very similar.